This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A federal prosecutor who was helping lead the investigation into the origin of the Russia probe has now quit. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Nora Danahay was a top prosecutor on the team led by U.S. Attorney John Durham, who was tapped last year to look into how the FBI and other agencies started their investigation. Durham's office confirms Danahay has resigned from the Justice Department, but did not say more. The investigation's only produced one criminal charge so far. Danahay's departure will further slow a probe already hampered by the virus pandemic. The president's indicated he wants results soon. There's also pressure to wrap it up since the Justice Department frowns on investigations that could affect an election. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Smoke from massive wildfires that painted skies throughout California orange is helping crews struggling to surround the deadliest blaze of the year. But despite the progress, there's concern the death toll may mount as crews reach devastated areas. Nine people, including a 16-year-old boy, have been confirmed dead in the North Complex fire that destroyed the foothill hamlet of Berry Creek, northeast of San Francisco. Crews have not managed to search some hot areas and zones for more victims. Officials say smoke from fires around the state have blocked the sun, reducing temperatures and raising humidity. A change in the weather with winds easing and humidity rising have helped firefighters battling massive blazes in the state of Oregon that have already taken a deadly toll from one end of the state to the other. The governor said Friday that dozens of people were still missing and tens of thousands had been forced to flee their homes. The emergency management director says officials are preparing for a mass fatality event. This is VOA News. The Saudi-led coalition in Yemen launched an attack early Saturday on two targets in the capital, which is controlled by Houthi movement. The spokesperson for the area added the coalition targeted a meeting of high-level Houthi leaders at that camp. More than 912,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. There are more than 28.3 million confirmed infections worldwide. The United Nations independent expert on poverty is now warning that the worst impacts from the coronavirus pandemic on poverty are yet to come, and measures taken so far have been insufficient. Correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Olympia de Schutter, a Belgian legal scholar appointed by the UN, says the social safety nets put into place are full of holes and that these current measures are generally short-term, the funding insufficient, with many people inevitably falling through the cracks. De Schutter adds the economic downturn resulting from the pandemic is unprecedented in times of peace since the Great Depression in the 1930s. And he warns 176 million additional people worldwide are vulnerable, with just a little over $3 per day being used as the poverty baseline. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A new poll says the coronavirus pandemic has taken a harsh toll on the mental health of young Americans. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
A majority of Americans ages 18 through 34 say they have at least sometimes felt isolated in the past month, compared with about 40% of older Americans. That's according to the latest COVID response tracking study conducted by NORC at the University of Chicago. 25% of young adults who are going through life transitions like starting college and finding jobs rate their mental health as fair or poor, compared with just 13% of older adults. I'm Shelley Adler.
Representatives of Afghanistan's warring factions gathered in Qatar for historic U.S. brokered peace negotiations starting Saturday that aim to find a political settlement to the South Asian country's long war. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo also arrived Friday in the Qatari capital, Doha, to attend along with other foreign dignitaries over the weekend for a special ceremony marking the commencement of what officially is known as intra-Afghan negotiation. The dialogue brings to the negotiating table Doha-based negotiators of the Taliban insurgency and the Afghan government-appointed delegation. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.